Oh, yes. Oh, yes. So I have in the studio Flower with me. How are you today?
I'm good.
Are you? I know you're rushing. Yes, you are. You're running. I can see the sweat pouring down. My God, is she running? I'm telling you. Why is she running? Because she needs to give you the best show. And I know that for a fact that she does, because I hear her every time I leave here. She gives me the best thrills while I'm driving home.
I'm glad. That's exciting.
Yes, it is. Let's leave it at that. Okay, we'll play one more song, and after that, it's all yours.
En una esquina anda ya bailando sola. La quiero ver, la quiero ver. En lo que se su figura, que tentadora. Por el vestido se le ve, se le ve. Yo sé que conmigo ella quiere estar. Mami, a mí me gusta verte mover. Aunque yo sé que sola tú no estás, pero yo contigo me quiero ver. No te preocupes de lo que va. Bailamos super duper pegadísimo. Me porto malísimo. No disimulo, a ella le gusta todo lo que hago. Soy su papi chulo. Le gusta porque soy el hombre que ella nunca tuvo. La nota le subo solo con decirle que hubo un choque en hubo. De boca en boca ya se cuida la figura. Puro trago a la roca. Se alborota con la música que el DJ le toca. Pero más se me alborota cuando la moto la troca. Nos que se haga cero, mami, soy un poco honesto. Como celebro tal con ese drink que tiene puesto.
Baila lento, baila sola, que se me descontrola. Su figura tentadora, es su día, es su hora. Baila lento, baila sola, que se me descontrola. Su figura tentadora, es su día, es su hora.
En una esquina anda ya bailando sola. Ella me llama y yo la llamo. Apaga su teléfono pa' que no se dé cuenta.
Yo la veo bailando sola. Y conmigo ella se va.
I am Boutros, Boutros Ghali. Put down your gun and listen to...
Are you aware? Music that has something to say on CITR 101.9 Vancouver.
Meridone.
Foobar.
Chuck D serenaded baritone.
Two stars.
Plus three wearing both herringbone and black leather. Chuck T's month, please. Moon shines when the sun sleeps. Moon arrives rolling one deep. Come weak, get left at the dump in the junk heap. Yeah, it's still underground. The term is timeless. In the worst environment, words turn to violence. That's a lower level, nowhere but up to climb. Royce called it dinner, this is supper time. Bust the rhymes, smell it, sniff a couple lines. Fake, the only cake you bake is Duncan Hines. Pumpkin pie, I may not be the prototype. No sir, I didn't rap and make it overnight. I didn't battle at some open mic. I came up from the lower level like the devil. Now I'm sort of nice.
A hard drama. You want style and clothes,
yo.
Time again, so yes, no doubt.
I started in the basement, moved to the main floor. Now I'm upstairs and wondering what I came for. Stay driven to remain bored, aim for way more. It's a fact, you get what you pay for. So check yourself, start with aggression. You only see returns when you start with investments. You find an answer if you start with a question. So question how you figured that art's a profession. Back to the basement, that's where I came from. Ethics stay grounded, I'm down since day one. Rap was a phase, huh? Guess that's a long one. Ethics stay intact, son, I'm in it for the long run. Yeah, I'm on one, hence where I'm going. Up's where I'm headed, so I sing for the moment. Sing for atonement, goals taking oversight. Chuck D got it, it's the power that we know to fight.
The hard drama. Coming from the lower level. You want styling? No time again. So yes, 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 no doubt. The hard drama. From the lower level. You want styling? No time again. So yes, yes, no, no doubt.
Welcome, welcome to another episode of Are You Aware? Music that has something to say on CITR 101.9 in Vancouver. And I do believe there is sunshine outside for a fleeting moment. I am so happy. I've decided May and June, Vancouver, I'm disappointed. I've been here 5 years. I always have false hope that it's going to be nice. And then what do you show me? You show me absolutely trash. As always, I've become a Canadian. I'm talking about the weather as soon as I get into the studio. But I have to say, we must celebrate this sunshine outside because it's only staying around for a day. I hope you guys are all well and enjoying your sunny Thursday afternoon. You're with Fleur for another hour and a half on Are You Aware? We profile music and musicians that take the positive route of action over apathy. We either choose songs that have a positive social justice message, we as in the royal we, or we choose songs that I really like and the artist has done something really cool and philanthropic, and I tell you about it to get you guys inspired out there in listeners' land to get involved in your favourite charity or the charity of your favourite musician, because you know what? If we don't all contribute, we're not going to make this place a better one. Right there, we heard Canada's own Moonshine. He's an MC, producer, engineer and DJ based in Toronto, Canada, which I'm sure he's floating around at North by Northeast right now because that's that huge festival going on over there. I think we should have a West by Northwest as well. Maybe I should. We should encourage CITR to do a North by Northwest. Ha! There's an idea. I'm sure my radio producer's going, no, Fleur, be quiet, be quiet. We have so much else on. But anyway, you've always got to put those suggestions out there. He's actually a co-founder, Moonshine, of Wax Reform, a collector of producers and artists from around the world. There Is Only Today is his new album coming out. It's due out at the end of this month, early next month, and that was actually his first single from the album called Lower Level. And my might I say, I think it's pretty damn good. I'm sure we're going to hear a lot more from Moonshine over the coming months and years because he's so good. Well, it is the celebration of all things indie and Canadian and wonderful today. Polaris has released their long list, as always, around this time of year, right at the start of summer. Polaris releases their new list for 2012. And maybe I'm just psychic or something, but I've actually chosen 5 albums today from that list. I'm very impressed with myself. I had a quick look before I got into the studio because I love to find out what artists they put on there. And lo and behold, wouldn't you know it, I chose 5 albums for you guys to listen to today. So without further ado, let's get some more Canadian music out and running. This is Grimes. She is actually on the Polaris Prize. She is such a good, well, she's an artist, musician, and music video director. What can I say? Canadians are just so multi-talented. She was born right here in Vancouver, but now lives in Montreal, Quebec, and she actually attended McGill University, which is kind of cool. Visions is her 3rd studio album, and it was released at the beginning of this year on January 31st, 2012. This is one of the songs from it, Vowels Equals Space and Time. You're on CITR 101.9 in Vancouver.
to know what's up at UBC? Read the UBC. It's only the largest student newspaper in Western Canada, and it's written and edited entirely by UBC students. The UBC is your source for on-campus news, culture, and sports. New editions come out every Monday and Thursday. For breaking news as well as amazing videos and blogs, check out ubc.ca.
Thank you.
You're listening to Are You Aware? Music that has something to say on CITR 101.9 in Vancouver. And we heard the wonderful duet The Kills just there with their most recent album from last year. What was that called? The Last Goodbye. I hope it's not The Last Goodbye. I quite fancy The Kills. That was a beautiful sort of melancholy rock country alt song. Pale Blue Eyes. What a beautiful melancholy song. I kind of put some dance tunes in there and now I've sort of slowed it down. We're going into a little bit more of a chill mix next, but before we get there I wanted to tell you what I played in the middle. That was Lady Hawk from her album of a few years ago by the same name, and that song was My Delirium. If you haven't heard of Lady Hawk, get out there and listen to her. She is from New Zealand. She's a singer, songwriter and multi-instrumentalist as well. Her new album was only released in May. It was called Anxiety, and I will promise you I'll play it in the next couple of weeks or the next couple of shows. In 2008, she played a show for just one fan and their friend in aid of the charity SunSmart in Australia. In New Zealand. See, New Zealanders don't like it when you accidentally call them Australians or their country's Australia. Oops. Anyway, I guess you don't really have this problem in Canada, but it is quite a big problem in Australia and New Zealand, seeing as we don't really have an ozone layer down there. Skin cancer, it is a huge problem over there, and we're constantly trying to raise awareness for people to protect themselves, because the horror of actually getting skin cancer can be pretty devastational. So Lady Hawk actually, she did a really cool thing. The SunSmart charity runs a skin vigil initiative, which aims to encourage young people to protect their skin from too much UV. So in order to help, Lady Hawk agreed back in 2008 to play a special show for just one fan and their friends. It was actually held in London, ironically, and she said, basically, this is from Lady Hawk, she said, "Your skin is a pretty major part of what makes us who we are, so it's something we should take extra care in protecting, particularly skin, since skin cancer is a growing problem not only in the UK but in Australia and New Zealand and Canada." And I always find the sun in Canada is quite deceptive. Lady Hawk said that she was super excited about this, and the winner was actually the person with the biggest guest list. So sometimes I guess it pays to have an entourage. Now, talking about Australia, I got a little text from my sister down in Perth, Western Australia. She's listening right now. It's early, early in the morning, probably like 9 o'clock. Her and my little cousin Jude, who's about 3 or 4 years old, is listening to CITR right now. Is that not the coolest kid in the universe, listening to CITR? And I've been guaranteed he's grooving along. So big shout out to Kiri and Jude. I miss you and I hope to see you soon. And Perth's actually gone through some pretty devastational storms over the last week and a half. So I'm doing a huge shout out to all the Perth posse and hoping that everybody's safe and all your belongings are safe and sound. But let's keep the Canadiana going. I haven't played some Canadian music for a couple of weeks because I was doing some other shows and had some themes. So I decided this show, I'm going to bring it back. And in celebration of the Polaris long list, here is another choice of mine that actually made it into the Polaris long list. I'll tell you a couple of, before I tell you about who and what that is, I wanted to tell you a couple of other bands that weren't on my aren't on my show tonight, but did make it to the Polaris long list. A Tribe Called Red. I'm going to go home and check them out because obviously I love A Tribe Called Quest. So this is kind of a little play on that, I assume. They made it in. Who else made it in? The Bahamas, which is a great band. If you haven't checked out The Bahamas, they're really chill and lo-fi and just brilliant. So I'm stoked that they are in. Also, Candence Weapon, which is a great hip-hop artist in Canada, is also there. And Catherine Calder, one of Canadian's sweethearts, is in with her album Bright and Vivid. Who else? We've got, again, you know me, I always butcher my French, Coeur de Pirate, Blonde, their album's in. I apologize for all the francophones out there, but I have an excuse. I have an Australian accent. I think that helps. Drake, which is kind of weird seeing as he's a bit more, he's a little bit less independent. But anyway, he's in. Kathleen Edwards with her album Voyager is in. Feist, the one and only love child of Canada, with her album Metals is in as well. A couple of others that I'm not going to tell you because I'm playing them later on. Handsome Furs, another great album. Dan Mangan, Vancouver's own Dan Mangan, is in there. And a whole schwack of others. And I'll let you know who and what is in my show that made it into the Polaris long list. And I think in a couple of months, I'm not sure of the exact date, I'll try and find that out and let you know in the next break. But we'll have the shortlist and the prize winner in the next couple of months, which is pretty cool. It's kind of like, if you don't know who what the Polaris is, it's basically the independent Junos, except for Drake, which is weird. Anyway, the next album we've got is, you know, one of Canada's probably living legends. He's a singer, songwriter, musician, poet, and novelist. He's been inducted into the American Rock and Roll Hall of Fame and both the Canadian Music Hall of Fame and the Canadian Songwriters Hall of Fame as well. He's also been given the Companion of the Order of Canada, which is the highest civilian honor you can get. While this man, I'm not telling you just yet, I like to keep you guys guessing, was inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in March 2008, Lou Reed, who was the one who was introducing it, described him as the highest and most influential echelon of songwriters. He actually moved to America after he attempted to find some financial success as a writer in 1967 to follow a career as a folk music singer-songwriter. And during the 60s, he was a fringe figure in Andy Warhol's Factory crowd. So not only is he a legend, he's pretty much a walking, I guess, cultural historian as well. Reoccurring themes in his work include love, sex, religion, depression, and music itself. He also engaged with certain political themes, as we all know, not only in his songs, but also in his writing. One of his best known songs of recent times, Everybody Knows, which I think became pretty popular around the movie of Pump Up the Volume, a classic Christian Slater flick, was actually about sexual relationships during the AIDS crisis in the 1980s. He not only puts money, talks about political issues, he actually puts his money where his mouth is. In 2008, he actually donated $200,000 to the Victorian Bushfire Appeal to support those who are affected by that horrendous bushfire that ravaged the area. His new album is actually his 12th studio album. It's called Old Ideas and it was released in January. It actually has become his highest charting release in the United States, reaching number 3 on the Billboards, 44 years after the release of his first album. The album's actually topped the charts in 9 countries, including Finland, where Cohen became, at the age of 77, the oldest chart topper during the album's debut week. And I gave it away. You are about to listen to the one, the only Canadian icon, Leonard Cohen with Show Me the Place. You're on CITR 101.9 in Vancouver.
Help me roll away the storm. Show me the this thing alone. Show me the place where the word became a man. Show me the place where the suffering began. The troubles came, I saved what I could see. A thread of light, a particle away. But there were chains, so I hastened to behave. There were chains, so I loved you like a slave. Show me the place where you want your slave to go. Show me the place I've forgotten. Show me the place where you want your sleeve to go.
Become a friend of CITR and get great discounts in the Commercial Drive area at
Audio Pile, Bone Rattle Music, High Life Records, and the People's Co-op Bookstore.
It pays to be a friend of CITR. To learn more, come visit us in room 233 of the sub on UBC campus or check us out online at citr.ca.
Till I can't can no longer pretend. I jump, a duck, a dive, a swing. 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 I jump, a duck, a dive, a swing.
Help you when I can, only to get rid.
Listening to Are You Aware? Music that has something to say on CITR 101.9 in Vancouver. And that was Canada's own Patrick Watson from Montreal, Quebec. And I did say Quebec correctly because I've lived here long enough to know the difference. He's likened a lot to Jeff Buckley, and I think you can see from that song that he is quite similar, just in his haunting vocals. He's also been compared to Rufus Wainwright, another Canadian, Andrew Bird, Nick Drake, and Pink Floyd for his experimental musicianship. That was Words in the Fire, and it's from his new album, Adventures in Your Own Backyard. He actually was awarded the Polaris Music Prize in 2007. And this album that's just come out is actually his fourth studio album. He's playing tonight. I think it's at the Vogue, and it's sold out, unfortunately. So if you like that and you're desperate to see him live, go down to the Vogue, beg, plead with whoever's standing in line and try and grab yourself a ticket. He's actually been involved in a very cool little thing. In 2010, he was featured with the stars Amy Milan to perform for Climate is Culture concert. The show was organised by the McLuhan Program in Culture and Technology at the University of Toronto, and it was the culmination of a six-day hosted international conference and festival exploring art, media and culture. It was co-presented by charity Cape Farewell, which is a UK-based non-profit that pairs together climate scientists and creative minds and sends them to far-flung locales such as the Arctic Circle in the hopes that the experience will inspire the artists to create art tied to climate change, which I thought was pretty darn cool. And, you know, all of the ilk of Are You Aware, using art and music to create not only climate change, but in positive change throughout the community. So I thought that was pretty damn good. In the middle there, we heard Brastronaut, which I'm pretty sure, let me just double check because I've got it up here. Let me, as you can hear me scraping through. Oh, I tell a lie. Patrick Watson was nominated for the long list of the Polaris Music Prize. And I swear to God, I saw Brastronaut here before. Brastronaut, that was in there in the middle. That was their new album, Mean Sun, and the song was Falklands. Maybe I didn't. Maybe I just dreamed that Brastronaut would be in the Polaris long list. This is their second full-length album, and it was actually recorded by Juno Award-winning producer Colin Stewart, who recorded albums for Black Mountain, Dan Mangan, and the Cave Singers. It was released in May, and it was It's got rave reviews so far, and it's a really great sophomore album for the band, so well done to them. In 2009, they were involved with Twin Castles and Shad at a Rock and Roll is Good for Kids benefit concert at the Astoria to raise money for Camp Grace. Camp Grace is a local non-profit that works to offer resources to children living on the downtown east side, which unfortunately a lot of them don't have. It is a challenging place to grow up, as they say, according to the organisation, and it has the highest child poverty rate in Canada for the fifth year in a row, which was in 2009. Some 70% of one of the elementary school students that is from the downtown east side live below the poverty line, and studies have shown, for example, that 55% of adult women involved in street prostitution started prior to age 15. So Camp Grace provides a variety of youth-orientated after-school programs to encourage kids to stay in school and try and, I guess, build themselves out of poverty, which unfortunately I think sometimes is a pretty daunting project. We're still going on with some music, but I wanted to tell you about a great annual event that happens. I always feel sorry for these guys because they put on this event and it's such a great grassroots event, but it happens in June and most of the time it's a crapshoot whether it's going to be sunny or rainy, but they don't care. They go ahead no matter what. I'm talking about the Car Free Vancouver Day. It's happening this Sunday, June 17th at the Commercial Drive Car Free Day. There's also one like Kitsilano Block Parties are happening on Saturday, June 16th and Sunday, June 17th. Car Free Festival are at the original on Commercial Drive, Main Street, and in the West End, which is pretty damn cool. If you've never been to a car-free festival, check it out. It's so much fun. All the proprietors of Commercial Drive or whatever, Main Street, will bring out lots of their delicious foods and things for you to try. They always support a lot of local artists and designers, fashion designers, so there's a lot of cool stuff that you can buy. The other thing that I wanted to tell you about, which is kind of, I think, is pretty damn cool. They actually don't accept corporate sponsorships. They have no banner sponsors and they aren't interested in becoming an advertising opportunity for anyone, which is really cool. They say it's about taking over the streets and reclaiming them for neighbourhoods, seeing as the cars basically take them over during most of the rest of the year. So they have thousands of supporters and the festivals are always funded primarily by residents and small businesses who participate in the fest and put all of this on as a major citywide event, which is insane. I work in the fundraising industry and unfortunately you are reliant on corporate sponsorship because a lot of the time funding is really limited within the government sector. So I'm always impressed when something like this that has started off at grassroots and it's so tempting to go and get corporate sponsorship and make it bigger and better, but they've stayed free of that and I really give them kudos. If I had my acting gear, I would have got them in the show, but unfortunately I didn't. But I did want to take this moment to promote it because it's honestly such a fun day, come rain or shine, and you're guaranteed to have a lot of laughs, find out some pretty cool stuff and just be thoroughly entertained and be able to walk down Main Street and Commercial Drive free of traffic, which is pretty darn cool. Next up we have a lovely lady by the name of Lindy Ortega, who's actually on the Polaris long list this year. She's a Canadian singer, songwriter, and musician from Toronto, now living in Tennessee. She's known, her voice has sort of been described as a blend of Dolly Parton, Johnny Cash, and Emmylou Harris. She spent nearly a decade as an independent artist in the Toronto music scene and self-releasing two albums as well. She's described as Toronto's best-kept secret and she's a self-described bird lover. She organized and was the featured performer of a benefit concert for the World Parrot Refuge in British Columbia back in 2010. This is her most recent album. It's called Red Boots and it is on the list of Polaris. So you are going to enjoy it. It's a short but sweet little country alt ditty. You're on CITR 101.9 in Vancouver. We'll be right back.
The 35th Annual Vancouver Folk Music Festival comes to Jericho Beach Park July 13th to 15th. From Dan Magan, The Head and the Heart, and Hey Rosetta, to the voice of Tunisia's Emil Mathluthi and Mozambique's Wazimbo, you'll find artists you know and love, plus a world of amazing music to discover. 3 evenings, 2 full days of music and magic, you want to be there. The Vancouver Folk Music Festival early bird deadline is June 11th. Info and tickets available at thefestival.bc.ca. Sponsored by CITR 101.9 FM.
Streets in a unit.
You're listening to Are You Aware? Music that has something to say. My brain has just exploded from that song. Sorry. Music that has something to say. There you go. Who says that geologists can't rock? Obviously, Japandroids has shown them wrong. That was Japandroids with their new album. One of the member was studying geology. I remember reading something about that. So that's where that little quip came from. They've actually formed in Vancouver in 2006. They're on the Polaris long list and they just released their album. It's literally not even 10 days old. That's how cutting edge CITR is. We're so cutting edge. We're 5 minutes from now. They are actually playing on July 7th at the Biltmore. So if you love Japandroids and everything that's rock and basically will explode your eardrums and your stereo, go check them out. It's funny, in the studio here we have obviously our little needles that tell you when where the sound levels are and things like that, and obviously we try and adjust them so you guys, your ears don't bleed. And literally in that whole song, the needle was in red the whole time. And if I had turned it down, you wouldn't have heard the song because I tried to turn it down and I was just like, this is literally making no difference, so I guess I'll just blast it. So apologies if you have tinnitus or ringing in your ears, but that's the Japandroids. Go hard or go home. In the middle there, we heard the Swedish garage rock band of the century. That is The Hives with their new album, Go Right Ahead. From there, that was their new song, Go Right Ahead, and the new album is Let's Hives. It's just been released again on June 1st, not even 2 weeks old, just over 2 weeks old. And you know what can I say? They're pretty goddamn good. This album was mixed by the Grammy Award winning winner Andrew Sheps from Red Hot Chili Peppers and Adele fame. They've actually, this is pretty interesting, after recording two albums with Universal Music and Interscope, the band decided they didn't want to extend their deal and have found themselves as free agents. They basically released their album independently. They said, bugger you, giant corporate music hounds, we're doing this alone. We've got enough following to do this alone, which I thought was pretty goddamn good. So it's self-funded and self-produced and has been issued out on the band's own Disquez Hives imprint, which is pretty cool. So in 2011, I thought this was brilliant. The Hives did a charity auction. It was to support a group in Sweden that helps girls have the right to attend music. So it sort of aids in giving girls a better chance at, you know, being musicians and things like that. So they organise a fundraising event where you basically had to auction off a stag or hen night with the Hives. So people were asked to bid on having the Hives at their stag night, and they advertised that they'd kidnap you and your friends' ass and take you on activities like eating tacos, going to strippers, all this crazy stuff. So how fun is that in Sweden that the Hives actually, as a fundraising initiative, decided to go out on a guy or girl's stag or hen? I thought that was just brilliant. I laughed and laughed and laughed when I read that. We literally have 20 minutes to go and I have about 20 minutes of music, so I better shut the hell up and play some more songs. We have Said the Whale coming up next, another Vancouver band. I'm just loving the Vancouver band sick today, but fair enough, another band that was listed in the Polaris long list, which is kind of pretty goddamn cool. I love having the Vancouver bands in the long list. It's always good. They actually won Juno Award for the New Group of the Year in 2011. And this is their new album, which was released a few months ago in March, called Little Mountain. Sadly, in 2011, they had some positive stuff and negative stuff happen back last year. Said the Whale's trailer was broken into while on tour in Sacramento, and thousands of dollars worth of gear and clothing were stolen, which including two of the band members' guitars and two glockenspiels. Who steals a person's glockenspiel? I tell you what is the world coming to? They had a fundraising show and raised a portion of the proceeds to support Music Counts, which is an approved charity by Sid the Well that supports music programs in schools all across Canada, and also to raise money for them to, you know, buy some of their instruments back. And they've also done a charity bash in Thunder Bay, Ontario, for Cystic Fibrosis Canada. So all in all, not only do they rock, but they are pretty goddamn good at being charitable. So we are listening to the new album. It is Little Mountain, and this is Big Wave Goodbye. You're on CITR 101.9 in Vancouver.
I am aware of a red tide line, but I won't stop swimming here. Fires ablaze and sirens in the night. Things will get hotter. Oh, 2 days on the land, and then 10 months on the water. Away in the big wave. Now I'm waving a kiss to Vancouver. Wondering why I'm just not good enough. Over the years and under the rug, things will get heavy in only a few days. After it already, you're drawing a fine line. And now I'm waving goodbye to my city. Make it pretty, the way the world sees this city, the way the world sees us from afar. Oh, the way we are. It's a different city now. Oh, it's a different city now. We'll be right back.
Join us June 21st at the Rickshaw Theater with Mount Airy, who will be playing a rare live show to celebrate the release of their new album, Clear Moon. Mount Airy's music is written to sound and feel like their home region of the Pacific Northwest, a true landscape painting philosophy to music. Tickets are $12 and available at Red Cat Records, Zulu Records, and online at liveatrickshaw.com. For more information and to check out the band, go to liveatrickshaw.com. Sponsored by CITR 101.9 FM.
Listening to Are You Aware? Music that has something to say on CITR 101.9 in Vancouver. And we've got about 6 minutes left before Darren G is in the hot seat with his a great, great show called Stereoscopic Readout. Always a great number of tracks, young and virile Darren G. sorry, buddy. So we just heard another Polaris Prize winner. They're just hot, hot, hot. That was the Great Late Swimmers. You can tell I need a beer and it's the end of the day. New Wild Everywhere with their song, Think That You May Be Wrong. What a beautiful, sweet, loving song that was. Ah, I just feel all warm and goosey inside. They're from Ontario and now based in Toronto. They formed in 2003 and New Wild Everywhere is actually their fifth studio album, which is incredibly amazing. I think I've told you about this before, but you know what? I just love this story. They played the 8th annual Party Schmooze in 2010 to raise money for the Yorktown Shelter for Women. This is an annual event where people are asked to actually either pay $20 or bring in 10 pairs of new underwear, which I thought was pretty damn cool. Obviously, the organizers realized that so many people give old clothes and, you know, used up old, lamps and shit like that. Oops, sorry. But not many people give new underwear and it's desperately needed. All those hygiene products are always needed in shelters around the city, not only in Toronto, here in Vancouver as well. So I just thought that was a great, great little initiative. Now, before I leave, I've got one more band for you guys. They're called The Balkan Beatbox, and this is their new album, Give. They're actually playing as part of the International Jazz Festival. As you'll hear by the song, they're not so much jazzy as more let's go out and party the hell out of world music. But you know what? These guys really talk about some pretty cool social justice issues, and they're kind of like a Balkan version of Ozzo Martley, if you guys are familiar with that band that always have pretty political charged lyrics. Well, Balkan Beatbox is definitely one of those bands. They are playing at the Vogue Theatre on June 27th. You should check them out. I'm definitely buying tickets and going because not only is it going to be a great positive show, you're going to be able to dance your booty off. So this is their most recent album that was released a couple of months ago. What one do I have it in? I have it in two, just to make sure I've got everything sorted. Enjoy the next 2 weeks. I'll see you for my 99th show. Two more shows and I've reached a century. I think I'll have to drink some champers when I get to the 100th. I'm actually trying to get in my old co-host, Christian. If you guys have been listeners for a while, you remember that Christian was with me at the very beginning, but had to sort of bow out because he went back to school. So I've asked him to come in for a cameo so we can celebrate together the 100th show. I can't believe it. But that's in about a month, July 12th. Please listen in. I'm going to try and get someone very cool. Not only that Christian is cool, but someone from the Vancouver music scene to come help celebrate, drink some champers and have some fun. All right. Once again, as always, be good to one another and thanks for listening in. I'll see you in 2 weeks. This is Balkan Beatbox with their song, Part of the Glory. You're on Are You Aware? Music that has something to say. CITR 101.9.
We all part of the glory, part of the fame, part of the... going. Get you floating like a kite, then you might be flowing. All you got might not be going back to what you used to. Think bigger than YouTube, something to be good to.
We all
sausage, pork, beef, cheese, whole milk, butter, margarine, nuts, and sausage, pork, beef, cheese, whole milk, butter, margarine, nuts, and sausage, sausage, pork, beef, cheese, whole milk, butter, margarine, nuts, sausage, sausage, pork, beef, cheese, whole milk, butter, margarine, nuts, and sausage.
Press 1 if you are tripping balls. Press 2 if you are planning to trip balls. Press 3 if all the balls have been tripped, yet you find yourself adrift amongst the tubes of the ether, dreaming of tubes amongst spheres that have not yet been. You pressed 1, you are tripping balls.
Relax. You're not tripping balls. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM.
and welcome. Good evening. You're listening to 101.9 FM CITR here in Vancouver, UBC Campus Radio, and the show is Stereoscopic Readout. I'm your host, Darren.